Waking up Singapore. Gotta get up. The Big Show on Kiss 92. Gotta get up.
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to the biggest and best breakfast show in the world. We are The Big Show. FD is still in Spain. He's on the way back, I suppose, because he'll be on the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We welcome, to start the week the right way, the one, the only, Rockstar Arms, Natalie Dow. Good morning, Nat.
Good morning, guys. Here we are again, ready to keep it healthy.
Yeah, and another week. We're in the last week of March already. So let's talk about some areas of fitness that seem to be getting a lot of airtime lately, but it could also be confusing to the average person on what exactly they should be doing because there's so much information out there.
Exactly right. So we'll start with what is steady state cardio versus HIIT. So you're hearing these terms getting thrown around. Steady state is, if you think about a perceived exertion, it's about a number 5 on your scale out of 10. So think about that easy run. You can walk, you can sort of chat as you go along. You're a little bit breathless, but not too bad. And it's really great for building endurance, for health, and it's really easy to recover from. So great. It's something everyone can do and something that's accessible to everyone. And then obviously we've got HIIT, which has definitely dropped in popularity just because we were seeing a lot of injuries and people working at their sort of 90% max heart rate. A lot of people aren't actually capable of doing that. So, you know, it's fast movements, it's puffing, it's panting. Still a great thing, but maybe not something that you should be doing every day. So maybe a once a week or a twice a week, but definitely steady state cardio. And if you can't run, it's that power walk that gets you a little bit out of breath, but not too bad.
Yeah, I love steady state cardio.
So we're advocating more steady state than HIIT right now.
Correct.
Okay. All right. What about, you always talk about rehabilitation, but I've also heard this word being thrown around. Instead of rehab, it's prehab. What is prehab? And do people who are not even injured need to be worried about any of this?
100% they do. So there's a lot of people out there that are pushing their bodies to the limit, like an elite athlete, but they're not elite athletes and they're not getting the same kind of injury prevention in their training schedules. So prehab is actually just getting your body ready to exercise. So if you think about active stretching, warming up, even doing things like lunges and single leg squats, focusing on things like core that help stability, and focusing on the things that you might have a bit of a weakness in. So prehab is 100% something that everyone should be doing and putting into their routines.
Finally, people are coming to their senses.
Right?
I remember all these years, I mean, Nat's been on the show, we've been talking about this. You know, some people are just pushing themselves, you know, so hard.
Yeah.
You know, something's bound to happen at some point.
Like those that were going for the spin classes and they were ending up with rhabdo and stuff like that. And all, you know, they were ending up in hospital because they were pushing themselves so hard without even sort of doing this prehab that she's talking about.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly right. And then you end up having to do rehab, which rehab is then, you know, post-injury. So generally, you know, you're trying to build your fitness back. You're working with a physio or a medical professional because you've had an operation or you've been out injured. So prehab is 100% the way to go.
Prehab and steady state. Steady state's good for kids, good for, you know, people
older
like
people,
us.
Yeah.
Good for our senior citizens as well. Mm. It's the way to go. All right, let's work out with Natalie Dow right now, exclusively on The Big Show TV. It's Glenn, Angel, and Kyle. Let's do it. I think Angel and Kyle are going to be working out with you today, Nat. Meantime, here's Kim Petras featuring Nicki Minaj, Alone on Kiss 92.
All right, guys. So do not have to lie on the ground at all today. So we're going to do this whole workout standing up. We are going to start with a chest opener, overhead press, bicep curls, lateral raise, and a row. And we are using a band. If you have the open band, that's probably the easiest. But otherwise, you know, the closed ones are fine as well. And if you don't have a band, maybe grab a towel and try and do that for some of the exercises, some of the for the beginning ones, but the end ones, you'll just have to do body weight. So we've got 40 seconds of work, 20 seconds of rest. Remember, we're grabbing the bands safely, wrapping them around our hands, and we're doing that nice chest opener. So pulling our hands back, fully extending. Now, these are all great prehab exercises that we just spoke about as well. So even popping a 5-minute workout into your normal workout every day is going to help you. Do these before you start your main set. That's it. And if it's too easy, then you need to be grabbing the band closer together. All right, shake it out. We should have been feeling those shoulders and that chest starting to work. We're doing the overhead press, so keep the band around your hands safely. And we're going to go from behind our head for the press today. Getting ready to go. All right. And so we're pushing up. Now, you always want tension on that band. So if you aren't pulling it out, then grab it a bit closer, pull it out. You're squeezing those back muscles as you come down. So really squeezing those lats together. And you should feel it on your arms as well. If your arms are shaking a little bit, that's great. That means you're working extra hard and the right tension is in the band. Good job. 3, 2, 1. All right. Now we're on to those bicep curls. So we're going to stand on the band. 1 foot is fine. If you have a longer band, then use 2 feet. Again, make sure that band's wrapped around your arm so it's nice and safe. We don't want it flicking off. 3, 2, 1. And we're going up and down. Keeping those elbows in nice and tight. And we're just going up to chest height and all the way back down beside our legs. So we're getting full extension down. Really isolating those biceps. Good job. Feel the burn. We've got 5 seconds left. Hang in there with me. 3, 2, 1. All right, shake it out. We're going to stay standing on the band and we're going to do a lateral raise this time. So we're going to go up, making sure that that band isn't going to fly off and hit us this time. Getting ready. 3, 2, 1. And we're going out. So hands are slightly in front of our face when we do this. A nice steady movement. We're going up to about shoulder level or just above here. And our arms are nice and straight. You'll really feel it through your shoulders. Get a nice momentum going. And we're controlling that band on the way down, not just on the way up. So you want consistent movements. That's it. Shake it out. We've got one exercise left, those rows. So again, stay standing on the band. We're going to bend over to do these. And because we're bent, you might just want to grab the band a bit harder this time. And we're going up. Again, knees are nice and soft. We're hinged at the hips and we're bringing those elbows up behind in our hands up to about chest level. That's it. Really feel that back working as well. Feel your triceps working. Few more seconds here, almost done. 3, 2, 1, good job. Whew.
We were all working out with you.
Liars.
Oh, I can't.
That's nice.
That's a good one.
That was good.
Yes.
Good for the back. I feel it a lot in my back, especially
back
with the last
shoulders.
One. Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
So you know, I was just talking to Kyle Annette, and Kyle has tried like a HIIT workout before and didn't like it. He's into boxing, which is great. But you're telling me you didn't quite like HIIT because
after the whole session, I wanted to add an S to it.
You mean in the beginning, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad experience in what way?
I think the whole point the whole reason why I didn't quite enjoy it was it's so intense, and then the next day you suffer. And then if you want to go back, you the recovery period is so long that when you think you're better, you don't want to go back and go through that pain again. That's what I thought I felt.
I'll tell you my experience with HIIT later on when we go on air.
Okay, stand by. Welcome back to The Big Show and The Big Show TV. We just finished working out with Natalie Dow. It's a bandit workout today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to call it The bandit workout.
Like the bandits workout. Sounded like you said that. Bandit workout.
Yeah, it sounded like you said it this morning when you were introducing Nat,
oh, really?
Right?
Bandit workout.
Is that Nat's going to come up and we're going to do a bandit workout? I'm like, oh, is this a new workout?
I like it,
involving
though.
Involving bands?
But it is involving bands. Yeah. And if you don't have a band, you can use a t-shirt or you can use a towel, you know, anything that you can sort of hold on to and stretch out.
Yeah. Set number two is coming up in just a while. But we were just talking to Nat actually a little bit about the HIIT workout and why the HIIT workout's not the workout for everyone. And Kyle was saying it's not quite the workout for him because it takes a long time for him to recover.
Yeah.
You know, after a really, really intense session. Now, I want to ask you this, okay, Nat. So, about 10, 15 years ago when I started working out, you know, with my trainer and all that, my body used to ache tremendously after a tough workout. I used to ache for like 3 days. You know, sometimes even four.
Yeah.
But now that I'm 54 years old and I'm working out with him at almost the same intensity and doing other things as well, why am I not aching as much? I don't understand.
Yeah, your body's adapted to these exercises over time. So if you've done them enough, you will adapt. And the same thing will happen to HIIT, but the intensity is much higher than HIIT. And Kyle, I mean, you box, so you're getting that HIIT and that out of breath from boxing anyway, so your cardio is building. And even if you're a runner and doing steady state, and if you throw a couple of quick sprints in there, you're going to get that cardio build too. So there's different ways of doing it. Everyone just thinks you've got to go and do a 45 minute workout or something and kill yourself and lift crazy weights and things, but there's so many ways to build on your cardio fitness without doing that.
Yeah, I guess one of the reasons I'm bringing this up also is because I don't want people, you know, who used to be like me, used to ache like crazy when they were younger, and now that they're older,
they don't want to work out.
They feel like, oh my god, they're gonna suffer even more.
I feel like
it's not the case.
I feel like you're giving me life advice, but yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Could I ask you a question? Are you eating better now than you did then?
I'm eating less now.
Not better? You're not eating better?
I think I am. Perhaps
Could it have anything to do with that, Natalie, the type of nutrition that you're getting as well?
Yeah, I mean, your body could have been a lot more inflamed back then. You could have not been sleeping as well. You know, maybe later nights, going out and partying a bit more. So all of that would have had huge impact on your recovery back then.
Okay.
Yeah, so it could be. Yeah.
So maybe I should have just given this a shot as well. You know, maybe I just gave up too fast.
Possibly.
Yeah, but I found something that I love, and that's boxing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe HIIT's not for you.
Yeah.
You know?
So. No, come on, let's do it.
Let's do what?
Let's do a HIIT session and see how it goes, right? I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I might walk on and hit something.
At your own pace, though. At your own pace.
Exactly, right.
Okay, let's continue to work out with Natalie Dow. Set number two coming up exclusively on The Big Show TV. It's 8:15. Okay.
Let's go.
Are you still at 45, Angel?
No, I stopped because they changed the time slot. They didn't have something that worked for me anymore, so I stopped that completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to like the ritual workouts. So
I did enjoy those as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No longer.
No.
Yeah. And of course, your workouts too, Nat.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the Rockstar Fit app, folks.
Download it.
All right, guys. Well, let's get working out again for this Monday. We've got set two of this banded workout. Let's get ready for those chest openers. We're going to go in 3, 2, 1. All right. This particular exercise, this chest opener, is really good if you're sitting at your desk all day, your shoulders are hunched over, or you're sitting there on your phone all day. This will just open up your chest and your back and your shoulders. So if you've got a sneaky band in your desk drawer, then you don't even have to stand up to do this one. You can just do this at your desk and it will definitely help how you feel, relieve some stress. All right, a few more seconds here. All right, shake that out. Good job. And remembering bands are really good to stretch with as well, and obviously travel with. So if you're heading away for Easter, this is a really great workout you can do on the road. All right, let's get those overhead presses happening. Remember, squeeze that back. We're bringing it down behind our head. So really focus a lot today on those shoulders and on our back. Good job. Keep that tension. 5 seconds to go. All right. Shake that out. Just shake the shoulders around. Let's work on those guns now. Getting ready for the bicep curls. Again, don't need to be having heavy weights to work on your arms or your biceps. And if the band you're using is too light, you know there's always different strength bands you can get. Or as I said, just make it harder, make the band a bit shorter. Keeping those elbows in nice and tight. Good job. And also making sure your bands aren't too worn out. They can disintegrate fast in Singapore, so always check that they're not going to fall apart. All right, good job. Let's work on that lateral raise now. This is a tough one. Getting ready to go in 10 seconds. Shake it out. Nice, strong push through the feet on the ground. And we're lifting up. Good job. Our palms are facing down when we're doing this. And you can really feel it across your chest, your back. A lot of people do this with weights, but always use light weights when you're doing this. You don't want to be rocking yourself forward. You want to make sure that you're not moving your hips, that we're just engaging the arms for this. So if you are rocking forward and can feel you pushing your hips forward, then it's too heavy or too tight. All right, last one coming up. We're doing the rows. So even though we're not using weights, you do want to make sure that we've got the right form at all times, even though it is just a band. Getting ready for those rows. Making it a bit harder this time, making the bands a bit shorter. And off we go. Nice job. That's it. Keeping our arms right next to our body so we're not flying out. Bringing those hands up to our chest. And our knees are just soft. They're not bent because we're hinged at the hips forward. Stay with me. A few more seconds yet of this last exercise. Good work. Squeeze that back. And done. Good job, guys. Good start to the week.
Okay, nice. For those of you who were working out with Nat, now just do 3 more sets and you're done for the day.
100%.
I'm thirsty.
So, I want to ask Kyle. So, yeah. So your workout is boxing.
Correct. I think like what Nat mentioned earlier on, it gives me that cardio that I need. It gives me the strength and conditioning that I need, and it also is to me stress relief.
Yeah,
the fun aspect.
How long is your boxing?
It's usually an hour session. Okay. Yeah, because it's almost like professional catching. If you think about it, it's like playing tag. Boxing's like playing tag, I feel.
So you're boxing somebody else or a boxing bag? Are you sparring boxing somebody else?
So an hour is broken up into different segments and then you do different things.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so you do a few sets of shadowing, you do a few sets of bags, so on and so forth.
Okay, got it.
Let's go on air and talk to Nat. Welcome back to The Big Show and The Big Show TV. It's Natalie Dow with us this morning. Now, we've spoken about steady state cardio versus HIIT, prehab versus rehab. Let's talk a little bit about wearable tech. Everyone has something on their wrist right now, but is it necessary for everyone? Is it for everyone, Nat?
You know what? Yes, it is for everyone. So you don't have to be an elite athlete to be walking around with a Garmin on your wrist. And you go to meetings now and there's no one's wearing Rolexes, the CEO's wearing a Garmin in the meeting. So, you know, at the very basic, wearable devices help us improve our fitness and health and actually just give an insight into our bodies. So you might not care about what pace you run a kilometre at, but you might want to count your steps. You might want to see how you're sleeping. You might think you're sleeping well, but you're actually not. And just keep track of your overall health habits. It keeps you very, very honest. You might think you did 20,000 steps, but in fact you're only doing 6,000 steps. So really, really good, and really good for kids too. So they're, you know, we're all seeing that kids are loving wearing wearable tech because you're making it fun for them to do their exercises, to hit their goals. So for them, it's all about gamification. So you'll see, you know, mini Garmins, things like that in the marketplace now. And of course for seniors, there's some great features on some of the watches, some things like fall detection, obviously heart rate monitoring, all of those things, which are super important. So they're definitely mainstream now. You know, they've come a long, long way from just athletes. And now, you know, everyone has some sort of wearable tech on their wrist.
Yeah. I mean, I think a good example is FD. Because he doesn't exercise at all, but he has, he wears his watch, to monitor his blood pressure, his heart rate.
Yeah.
But Nat, you know, it's not that I'm against wearable tech at all.
Because he's wearing his watch.
Analog, yeah.
Well, yeah, but the point is, can't our phones do this? Like most of these things?
They can't measure your heart rate.
Oh, yeah, besides that, but your steps. You
know, only your steps, yeah.
But they can measure your step, but they can't measure your sleep. The deep sleep. So really, phones can measure steps, but not much more than that.
So wearable tech gives you that all-encompassing overview. Yeah.
And I think because you're wearing the watch, there are chances that you put your phone down as well. And your watch is up against your wrist, so it feels your heartbeat and everything. Yeah. But I think people also need to stop doing this, is waving their arms around to get their steps in, you know, because they think if there's anyone they're lying to, it's only themselves.
Right.
Because they do that to try and increase to their 10,000 and they're only lying to themselves saying, I've done 10,000, but they haven't actually.
Because there's some companies that reward people, right, X number of steps,
steps. And people were putting their watches on dogs and all sorts of things to get their steps up.
No way!
to get points so that they get like supermarket vouchers or something.
Stop it.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard that one.
Funny. That's so funny. Okay. Any last question?
No. Any final words, Nat?
Nat, if I had to maybe give HIIT a shot, what kind of advice would you give me? Someone who has had a negative experience with high intensity interval training. What would you say to me to try to get me back into this? Or anybody else out there?
Yeah, so I would say number one, go with a friend to make it more fun. Number two, don't be picking up the heavy weights on your first couple of sessions. That's not what it's about. go at your own pace. Don't get caught up in the competitiveness and try and compete with the person next to you, and just concentrate on form. So it's not about how many reps. It's about you doing your own type of workout and pushing yourself to your own max, not the person next to you. So definitely it's all about you. It's not about the person next to you is my top advice.
But we're Singaporean, you know, we always must be first.
Yeah, well.
We must compete.
Not all of us.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, who's competitive? None of us are competitive.
I think, by the sounds of it, he's quite competitive.
Yeah, it sounds like it. We can't have more than two on the show, Kyle.
Thank you so much, Nat. By the way, how's Project 1000 coming along?
It's coming along fantastic. Thank you very much. Training's good. Some great sponsors on board. So we're tracking nicely. Thank you for asking.
Project1000.run.
That's right.
Correct. Yes. Thanks, guys.
Check it out. Thank you so much, Nat.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The best of the Big Show.
Yeah.
KISS 92.